will spank me for a baby. Gunplay.
Keep those hands up.
I got him up, fella.
Nusher?
Yes, maestro.
Take that flashlight out of Jack Packard's hand.
Yes. Give it here.
Don't move, either of you.
Nice piece of work, maestro. But what do you think it's going to get you?
You do not worry. The maestro knows what he is doing.
Nusher?
Yes, maestro.
Stand behind me with that flash. Hold it so that we're all in the light.
Yes, maestro.
Good. Now then, where's your partner?
Reggie? Oh, he's down yonder in the doorway of the car.
Doc, you fool.
But Jack...
Oh, never mind.
Very well. We will go down to the doorway. Keep your hands up. March.
I will follow, maestro.
Follow close. Keep everyone in the light.
Yes, maestro.
Jack, is there anything the matter? That's a silly question, Reggie boy. What made you think that?
But the maestro has a gun on you.
No.
York, put up your hands.
I say...
Put them up.
What about it, Jack?
Better do as he says. Oh.
Righto, but what's it all about?
Jack asked the maestro for our 25,000 simoleons back, and this here's his answer.
I see.
Hey, Reggie, where'd that feller go?
Doc, what's the matter with you?
Well, nothing. All I was going to say was...
Nobody's interested in what you're going to say. Just shut up.
I'm very interested in what he was going to say. Is there another man in this car?
Yeah, sure, there's another feller. It's me, and I wish it weren't.
Who are you?
Just... Svensson.
Look at him, maestro. He is bindle stiff.
What are you doing in this car?
Well, you don't think I like it any better than you do, do you?
You're going to like it a whole lot less before many minutes. Keep over there in the light where I'm keeping an eye on you.
You sure? You never seen such an agreeable fellow like I am.
Packard?
Well?
Go over in the doorway and stand facing out.
What's that for?
Going to clear this freight car. There are too many people in here.
Hey, you're crazy.
Go to that door, Packard.
If you think I'm going to jump out of that door going at this speed...
You don't have to jump. I'll help you out. A slug of lead between the shoulder blades.
Oh, look here, maestro.
What's the matter with you?
Well, that's a bit bloody, isn't it?
Packard, do as I say. I'll give you to the count of three.
And if I don't move?
I'll shoot you where you stand. One, two...
Jack!
I'm not shot. It's the maestro.
The maestro!
Oh, sir, turn out that light! Go,
Dasher!
Go!
Wait a minute. I got the flashlight.
Hurry up. Turn it on.
Yeah, here it is.
Doc, find Dasher. Reggie, help me with the maestro.
Yeah, you bet. I say, look at the maestro's hand. Mangled.
Here, rip off his shirt. Make me some bandages.
Right off. Yeah, but who did it? Who shot the maestro?
I guess I'm the feller. Had to shoot the gun out of his hand.
Good work, Swenson. Give me a piece of that cloth.
Here you are.
And hold that flashlight down closer.
Yeah, looks like I shot off one of his fingers.
Looks like you did, all right. Oh, stop groaning, you're not dead.
Jack, now she's not in this boxcar.
What's that?
No, she ain't. I look good.
Hey, you mean that Russian girl jumped out?
She must have.
Oh, but look here, supposing she had that $25,000 on her.
Then I would say your 25 grand was laying back along the tracks on the body of a dead girl.
Well, darn it, why don't somebody stop the train?
How are you going to stop a freight train?
What about it, Jack?
There, that'll take care of you, maestro. At least we can get you to a hospital.
But, Jack, our $25,000.
I think our money's safe enough.
Hey, what do you mean?
Have you forgotten Asher disappeared from this boxcar once before and came back safe?
I see. Hey, that's right.
Besides, we don't know that Nasha had the money. Search the maestro.
You bet we'll search you, maestro. Here, you roll over. Man, don't he suffer good. Hold that flashlight, Reggie.
Righto.
He's got so much fat on his bones. Nope. Nothing on this side. Roll him over.
I'm tired.
Listen at him. Over. He goes.
Anything at all?
Limp as a baby. Hey, Jack, there ain't nothing at all on this carcass.
All right, let him sit up.
Come on, you.
Up with you.
Will I bleed to death?
Sorry to report, there isn't a chance of you bleeding to death.
Who shot me?
I did.
You did? You're only a tramp.
No, I ain't no tramp.
You're not? Then what are you?
Just a railroad dick.
Policeman?
For the railroad.
What's the idea? What are you doing here?
Looking for this fat man?
You was. Well, what for?
Murder.
What nonsense is this?
That's right, mister.
But why is the railroad interested in the maestro for murder?
We found a dead man on the railroad right of way near the California line.
Did the man have a knife in his heart?
You sure? How did you know?
Didn't I tell you? I knew there was a dead man in this car. I touched the knife in his heart in the dark.
What's that?
Certainly I did. He tried to make us believe it was one of his manifestations. He let me touch it, and then he shoved it out of the car.
But look, feller. How come you linked the dead body up with the maestro?
The body was identified. The man was last seen in the company of this fellow.
Well, it kind of puts you on a spot, Maestro.
I'm tired. I've tried and I have failed.
Then you admit the murder?
Yes.
Why did you kill him?
I wanted Packard's $25,000 for myself.
How did you know I was carrying that money?
You remember, back in the freight yards in Los Angeles, you three were waiting for a freight to pull out. You were hiding in a boxcar.
Yes?
Well, we were waiting, too. This man I killed and Nasha and I. We were outside your boxcar in the fog. We overheard you talking about the money.
So that was it.
We heard you say you were going to catch the next freight out. So we went down and got into an empty boxcar. Never hoped for you to get into the same boxcar with us. We only expected to be on the same train. Follow you to your next destination.
And we played right into your hands by getting in the same car.
When did you kill this other fella?
While we were waiting for the freight to pull out. I killed him in one boxcar, and then, because there was so much blood, I carried him to another car. This one we're in now.
As long as you're talking, tell us a few more things. We heard a man scream before I felt the body with a knife in it.
I did that. I screamed.
Yeah? And how about turning Nasha into an animal?
Simple magic. Nasha is completely in my power mentally. When I placed her in a trance, she will do anything I want her to do. By thought transference, I do not need to speak. Just think, and she does what I think.
That's really true?
Yes.
With those horrible glaring eyes in the dark and the snarling.
The eyes were luminous paint which I daubed on her forehead.
Well, son of a gun.
The snarling I did myself. Like this.
Oh, Jove. Exactly the same.
Yes, I did that myself.
And how about all that wolf business of bury your dead?
Circumstances fitted right into my plans. The wolves were killing people out there in the desert, so I pretended that I was causing it.
Are you saying you actually didn't kill Alki Joe in Chinese Town?
I did not. The wolves did that. I put Nasha into a trance and made her jump through that window and pretend to go out and call the wolves.
But what about the wolf you turned into a man? The chappie with long hair on his face who brought the body of Nasha to the window.
The people of Bury Your Dead are simple folk. I found a man among them whom I could bring under the influence of my mind. I hypnotized him, covered his face with crepe hair, and had him carry Nasha in.
You certainly went to a lot of trouble on our account.
Yes, I was using all the magic I knew to confuse you, so that when I got hold of the $25,000, you would not know where to start looking for it.
You didn't fool me for a minute.
I know. You're a stubborn man, Packard.
Yes, but Nasha, you fooled Jack over her. Even he said Nasha was dead when the chappie with hair on his face brought her in.
Yes, Nasha's so completely in my power, I can hypnotize her so that she is the same as dead. A suspended animation. No breathing, no pulse. Her body takes on a death-like white marble hue.
Then we sure enough buried Nasha while she is still alive?
Yes.
Yes, but how did she get out of the coffin? It was still nailed shut when we dug it up.
I made the coffin myself. If you had examined it carefully, you would have found hidden hinges in one end. When I sent a mental thought to Nasha, she came alive. She opened the end of the casket and dug her way through the sand to the surface.
Holy jumping cow, you mean that Russian girl opened the coffin and come out alive?
Yes, it has been done before. Houdini mystified the world for years with that trick.
Well, what do you know?
But why did you go to all that trouble? Why did you bury her?
With her, I buried the $25,000. I wanted the money out of the way when you searched for it.
Yes, but who hit Jack over the head out on the desert and took the money away from him?
The man with the hair on his face whom I had hypnotized. Under my influence, he attacked Packard and then brought the money to me.
Well, I reckon that just about explains everything.
No, there's two more things. Jumping Dick and Laura, for one thing.
I can explain them. That foul woman, Dry Gulch Mary, heard Doc Long mention the money you were carrying. She told Jumping Dick, and he and that woman, Laura, decided to get it.
You mean his daughter?
She wasn't his daughter. Just an adventurer stranded out there in the desert.
You know that?
I do.
Well, how's that for pulling the wool over my eyes?
Quite.
Well, that explains those two. Now the most important. Maestro, how did Nasha disappear from this boxcar and then return?
Turn your flashlight on the door of the car.
You mean you're going to bring her back now?
I might as well. Game's up.
All right. Go ahead.
Nasha. Nasha, come back.
Hey. Hey, look. Here she comes. Floating back through the door of the car.
Here. What's going on? That ain't natural.
Nasha, come here.
Yes, maestro.
Take off that money belt.
Yes, maestro.
There it is. There it is.
Yes. Now give it to Packard.
Yes, maestro.
Thanks.
Hey, but that still don't explain how she got in and out of the car.
Nasha is an acrobatic dancer. She simply took hold of the top of the door and swung her body up onto the roof of the car.
She's been up on the roof of the car?
Yes. It would be impossible for anyone less lithe and supple. Even she couldn't do it, except under my hypnotic influence.
Maestro, I want to hand it to you. You're a clever man.
Clever enough to escape this murder charge?
That I don't know.
No. I don't think even the maestro is that clever.